This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joining me now is the gun writer. He's also part of Think, Aim, Fire, but we haven't been able to corral Mr. Keller lately. He's been sort of busy, so coming in solo and much appreciated is Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Bill?
I have the busy throat. I don't like having the busy throat. It's because of this damned Bradford pear tree that I have outside, and I have shot it repeatedly, and it will not die.
Well, you need a bigger gun then.
I guess. Maybe one with a chainsaw round in the end of it. So,
chainsaw bayonet.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of your stuff. I haven't really talked about it that much because I wanted you to talk about it. So you talk about it. What are we talking about today?
Well, I'm kind of pissed off, put it mildly. Sure. And I'm writing about this for tomorrow. This hasn't been published yet. It'll be published tomorrow morning. But the House Republicans, they tried to stop the ATF and Biden from going forward with their massive overreach that is the pistol brace rule. I mean, the House, they passed by 9 votes. They passed House Joint Resolution 44, which would have overturned this stabilizing brace rule that the ATF passed. But Joe Biden has said on Monday, or I should say somebody at the White House said for Joe Biden, who's probably taking a nap, that if they pass it and if it ever gets to his desk, he's going to veto it. So what this does, Bill, is it basically usurps the lawmaking power of Congress and takes them out of the mix. Now, you know, the ATF for nearly a decade had no issue whatsoever with the pistol braces. There's numerous letters, findings letters they're called, that stated that pistol braces were not short barrel rifles and didn't need to be registered under NFA. Then, of course, Biden gets elected and the ATF changes its mind because they were weaponized by Joe, and now they have this huge problem with pistol braces. They're short barrel rifles, whatever. Congress tried to interact, but like I said, Biden is going to veto that resolution,
sure,
which would have overturned ATF's order. So therefore, you have the President of the United States and his weaponized ATF able to write laws and enforce laws, and Congress can't do a damn thing about it. The end result is, what do you think they're going to criminalize next? And my answer is, anything they want.
Well, you're probably right, but here's the thing that I'm looking into the long game now. I'm going to play the leftist game and play the long game. Although we're not very good at it, our side never plays.
Not as good as they are.
You know, they had Steve Dettelbach up there, and they were like, "What is an assault weapon?" He said, "Well, that's for you guys to decide." I think if we were to take the House in 2024, and the Senate, and win the presidency, they should make a legislative rule, a legislative law describing what is an assault rifle. And it would be a very simple description. An assault rifle is anything that comes from the factory with a fully automatic sear installed in the weapon that is designed to go fully automatic. And make that law.
Since
they're always out there saying, well, you know, we can't really just, that's up to you. And that's the other thing I don't quite get is when they have the majority, they don't ever push the chains this way. So, right now we're being run by bureaucrats, without a doubt. The bottomless state, the bureaucrats are the bottomless state. And at the same time, I don't understand why a single lawmaker hasn't gotten up there and said, oh, so you guys are waiting on us to describe what an assault rifle is? Well, okay. We're going to do that. Start a little committee on that and put it together and throw it out there for them. Because that's what the left does. The left designs their wish list, and then they keep throwing it. The Republicans, they're just happy to get out there and say, oh, you don't have to worry. We're not going to do nothing.
But in the meantime, between now and the next election, we have this mechanism, this unconstitutional mechanism we have to deal with, whereby ATF can criminalize anything they want, and Biden will fly top cover for them. And that's a problem, because Congress can't stop it. So, what's coming?
Question.
I don't know.
Question. So, with the House, since they hold the power of the purse, could they hold up their funding? And does Biden have to sign off on that?
They could, but they only passed this by 9 votes. They could hold up ATF funding, but do you think they will? I mean, I hope they do.
Well, they're going to have to start. The Congress is, if Congress wants to be taken seriously, because they've had their power snatched from them by the executive branch in this particular case.
Right now. And super quick.
Yeah. Yep. If they want to reestablish that, okay, yeah, we're actually the ones there, then they need to just drain the pond of the money that all of this takes to do it. And, you know, I
don't know if they have the guts. I would love for them to do it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to see law enforcement defunded or broken up, but ATF would be the first on my list. They're living on a prayer anyway.
How many actual? We're the guys there. We're the ones putting the bracelets on the guy. How many? What percentage is it? Like 90-something% of the time, the ATF just reads a charge and says, "Oh, that's something we oversee. We're going to charge him too. He's already arrested. Yeah. He's already in cooler. We don't need him."
No, we really don't.
We don't need them. Background checks go through the FBI.
Yeah.
We don't need them.
Nobody makes a better case, as I said before, to abolish the ATF than the ATF.
Yeah.
Nothing they've done has turned out well. I mean, Ruby Ridge, Waco, Fast and Furious, gun walking, you name it. Nothing they do. And besides, like you said, I did the story, examined 50 cases that they put out on their website, and like 47, the lead agency was local law enforcement or another federal agency.
That's where I got that. I mean, yeah.
I mean, they're just kind of like after the fact, oh, why don't you make a phone call to ATF, see if there's anything else we can charge them with.
Well, and here's the other question. If the ATF is such a cutting-edge law enforcement agency, why does the IRS have more badge-toting, gun-sworn officers in the IRS than in the ATF, by a factor of about 90. There's 90 more in the IRS than in the ATF. Why? If they're the cutting edge against crime and all this other stuff, why is that the case?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a fan of any nationalized police force. I mean, I think the framers would look at what we've created with the FBI and just blanch.
Yeah.
I mean, every time we've had history has shown us, whenever there's a national police force, the power gets abused. Be that the Cheka, which became NKVD, which became KGB, Stasi, or the Geheimstaatspolizei, which is abbreviated Gestapo.
Right.
Anytime there's a national police force, things go bad. And we need to look at that. I mean, look at FBI when they first started out. They didn't even carry guns, man.
Well, their biggest issue right now is this is a very gun-saturated nation. And when I was looking at it, when I was looking at the numbers, when you sit back and realize how many sworn officers, how few there are that actually carry guns, it's not nearly as impressive. I got a question to ask you about that, but we're going to do that in the next segment because we're coming up on the first break. Lee, first of all, you find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com. From there, lots and lots of people get out there and reprint his stuff from the Gun Writer. But he also writes and is the sole investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find that at saf.org and at Armed American Radio. We'll be right back. Armed American News. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and talking to Lee Williams, and I was just talking about, at first I was seeing, there was one that was showing 800,000 full-time sworn gun-carrying police officers in the United States. In 2021, that dropped to 660,288. And that was as of June, that report came out June the 2nd, so... I think it breaks down to 2.3 police officers nationally per 100,000, or excuse me, per 1,000 residents in each city. It's not very good, is it?
That sounds like a lot, but it's not. I'm all for increasing police staffing and giving them more money, because once upon a time I had a badge in my belt full too. But I would just hope that we would keep it in local. You know, we don't need more federale. Anybody who's ever been in law enforcement realizes right away, real quick, that local does all the hard work. The feds are just there more or less for assistance. If you need this traced, if you need that traced, if you need access to this, if you need money to start a task force or to keep a task force going, feds are more of a resource. And trust me, there's plenty of them out there, if not too many, in my humble opinion, already. And certain agencies, like we've said, I mean, we don't even need them because their job, like ATF, can be easily handled by local folks and should be handled by local folks. ATF, they're like a man without a country. They have no mission. They don't go out and patrol. They're not out there looking for bad guys to arrest. They're just kind of sitting around the office waiting for something to roll in, or they're going out, their IOIs, and harassing gun dealers with the sole purpose of trying to put them out of business. You know, we need to decide as a society whether or not we're going to allow that to continue. I sure as heck hope we don't.
Well, when we're looking at those numbers, the other thing that has to be taken in consideration is that's the total numbers. None of these guys are working 24/7.
Yeah.
And so they're working in shifts. So what percentage, like in Lynchburg, Virginia, they were looking at it, and they have 200 officers there, and maybe between 20 and 30 are working at any one given time.
Yeah. You know, there's so many law enforcement officers that aren't out on patrol.
Right.
Especially nowadays, you have your DARE officers, your school liaison officers, your detectives, your crime prevention guys, and your administration. And in most departments, you know, after the sergeant rank, lieutenants and above don't usually go out there and patrol unless they want to get out of the office to have lunch.
Right.
So a lot of vast proportion of those guys aren't doing anything. They're not out there looking for bad guys. They're there administrating the law enforcement guys that work for them. And trust me, there's always been plenty enough of administrators at every department.
So percentage wise, when you've got a shift out on the road, how many people have you got in the back? Like we know that for every one combat troop, there's seven people supporting him. How does it work? You've got any?
There's a lot. I mean, a lot of agencies, you know, take their manpower from patrol and break it into three because they're covering three shifts or 3 8-hour shifts, or some now have got, like our sheriff's department here, they've gone to 2 12s. 12 hours is a lot of time to spend in a patrol car, but, you know, it works out that the guys get great days off, which is why they all want it. But yeah, there's a lot of guys. I don't know the current percentage on how many are out there crushing crime and how many are behind the scenes, you know, trying to look busy, but, you know, real law enforcement gets done by the guys on the street, not the specialty units, not the detectives. They help, but the real crime crushers are done by patrol.
Well, I just look at that and I just wonder about that because, where do you think we are in the United States as far as law enforcement is concerned? Do we trust them? Do we not trust them? Are they actually a boon to society locally? Are they being corrupted? The ones that when we had the whole COVID thing going on and they were closing down all of this stuff and everything, and they were just, quote unquote, I guess, following orders. Where do you think we stand with that right now?
COVID, to me, hurt law enforcement like prohibition did. It put them in an untenable situation where they have to go out and enforce the orders, which they all did for a stupid reason. American law enforcement took a huge hit because of prohibition, because everybody likes a drink. And they were tasked with policing that. That's how they became corrupt and unrespected. COVID didn't help. What concerns me most about American law enforcement right now, what I think, in my humble opinion, is going to impact them the hardest and the worst, is the over-militarization. And we're seeing it. You and I see it all the time, brother. I mean, they're getting MRAPs and armored Humvees and patrol carbines. And they're not dressing as peace officers once did. They're wearing tactical gear.
Right.
Some of these, especially some of these small agencies.
Well, let me ask you this.
everybody's on a SWAT team.
Sure.
And that's how they look.
So in today's world, though, right, and this is, and I share the same opinion you have, but then my question becomes, as I'm sitting here playing devil's advocate, if we ever have an attack like, say, the Mumbai attack or the Kenyan Westgate Mall attack or anything like that, if we ever have an attack of that magnitude with that kind of weaponry being employed, who's going to respond to that first that can actually go up against them?
Well, that would be local law enforcement, and that would be the deputies in the cars.
Right.
But do we need the level of militarization that we currently have? Is that payoff worth it? Is the view from that hill worth the climb? Brother, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't. I honestly don't. I think, you know, kids used to be, kids would come up to us when I was a police officer. I don't know how much they're doing that nowadays. I think they might be a little afraid of the guy who looks like he's, you know, about ready to breach a door or take up a sniper position. I think that is really harming American law enforcement, in my humble opinion. But, you know, for these small agencies, man, getting access to that kind of stuff, that's a great deal because it's all free from the Fed.
Right.
So there's, you know, let's get it while we can. Whether we need it or not has been the prevailing attitude. I don't like it.
So in the event of one of those attacks, do they have in their lighter weight configuration, do they have enough equipment to be able to defend and preserve their life? Are they going to have to go engage with it?
I don't think anybody's ready for a Mumbai style attack. I don't care how overly militarized your law enforcement agency is or under militarized. Nobody's ready for that level of mayhem. That's going to be a drop everything, boys, get the National Guard, get everybody with a gun. We saw some of that in the North Hollywood shootout when we had just two dudes wrapped in body armor with fully automatic AKs. I mean, guys were breaking in.
Hold that thought, because now we're going somewhere. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. You can catch Mr. Williams' stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, also at armedamericannews.com, also at saf.org. Very diversified. When he writes something, a lot of people just sit back, look at it, read it, and then they reprint it. So you probably have seen Lee Williams somewhere in the gun blogosphere because he gets reprinted by a lot of people. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. A 37-count federal indictment has become a major fundraiser for former President Trump. The campaign has raised more than $6.5 million since news of the indictment last week. Wildfire smoke is once again blanketing the U.S. upper Midwest. The National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Kogel says the smoke will linger for a few more days.
At least through the end of the work week here and maybe into the very first part of the weekend.
The wildfires in Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities, with the air quality index reaching a level never seen since records have been kept. The debut of newly restored Walt Disney Animation Studio shorts is part of Disney's 100th anniversary celebration in 2023. The more than two dozen shorts will date as far back as 1927 will begin airing on the streaming service Disney Plus beginning on July 7th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. We've been discussing the police, and we were just getting into the North Hollywood shootout. Now in that one though, when those guys were all wrapped up and those guys went in there to play, they had illegally modified AKs and body armor.
Yeah, with drums and ballistic and flexible body armor.
Right. So they were taking hits, which it's always been my belief that even if I take a hit in a steel plate, I'm probably going to go down. Is that not true?
Probably not when it's coming from the guns they had back then. I mean, you're talking some buckshot out of 12 gauges and some 9mm. And that's why in that shootout, a lot of cops went into gun stores.
Yeah.
And there used to be gun stores in California.
Yeah.
I don't know how many are still left. And we're grabbing ARs off the wall to use. But that changed a lot. And unfortunately, a lot of the big revelations, a lot of the new tactics and gear comes as a result of a bunch of dead cops. And that's unfortunately what happened there. Like I said, I may sound like I'm being harsh on law enforcement. I believe there are times and places for everything. But I think... And believe me, nobody supports tactical officers more than I do. We need them for when things go really, really bad. There's nobody else. SWAT teams are who the police call when they call 911, basically. They're 911 for cops. But I'm saying a lot of these agencies are, you know, some of these small town things, do they really need all the MRAPs and everything like that? And I'm still angry about the patrol carbine. By the way, it's a patrol carbine only when the police have it. Otherwise, when it's in civilian hands, it's just a dirty AR.
Mm.
You're aware of that, right?
Well, I adopted the, I liked the Department of Homeland Security nomenclature. If they spent a few million dollars and bought a bunch of them, they call them personal defense weapons. So
yeah,
for me, it's a PDW.
For me, a PDW has always been, you know, something small, like maybe a FNP 90 or something like that, or the original PDW, which was the M1 carbine.
Okay.
My AR identifies as a patrol carbine, so it's
sure.
Perfectly legal and immune to any bans that are coming its way. But yeah, I mean, it's not so much the weaponry too. It's the attitude and the dress. I mean, some of these, I saw school PD featured on TV the other night. Some parents were, objecting to the way their school was being administered at a school board meeting. And the guys that came out to drag the parent away had better gear than I did when I was swatting. I mean, it's getting out of hand. We're over militarizing. And I think in that way lies madness and disrespect.
How much training do they have to go with the gadgets?
You know, training at any department is difficult. It's expensive, and some of these small agencies, you're only going to get the stuff that the state mandates.
Sure.
Which in Florida, they only have to qualify once every 2 years, so you'd be lucky to get any firearms training beyond that. Now, of course, you got good agencies like the Sheriff's Office. Their line deputies and their SWAT teams are incredibly well trained. And our sheriff here dumps a ton of money on training, which is good because, you know, God forbid I ever need to call 911. I live in the county. I'm going to get some well armed and well trained. By the way, ours was the first large agency, and large being over 1,000 deputies. Not only went to the SIG 320, they got optics on them. So it was one of the first larger agencies to issue an optic-equipped handgun to everybody who's carrying a gun in the AT, which I think is brilliant.
Well, I mean, you know, I remember when I see these guys with the gear. Do you remember the Dallas shooting where the five cops were shot?
Yeah, vaguely.
Well, in that, the dude that was the bad guy, first of all, because they were in a city environment, they had all the reverb going on with the all of the sound and everything. They thought they were fighting more than they were fighting. And then the other part was that guy had rudimentary understanding of what cover really is and how to use it, whereas the cops did not. And it was like watching Walter Payton run through a line of Pop Warner football players. I mean, he just, he did one thing where he juked left and came out the other side and shot a cop in the back and they got it on camera.
Oh, God.
And I mean, the training, having the gear, okay, that's one thing, but are they getting the training? And I would hope they get the training. I know that it all comes down to money and budget and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and there's so many other state required training out there. I mean, you've got your legal stuff and your first aid and your CPR and diversity training nowadays.
Oh.
I could go on and on, but I would make myself sick with some of the training that they have to give our officers today.
Do they have DEI people in there?
Not in the agency I know, but if we don't get the Biden-Harris administration out of there, they just may have DEI officers pretty damn soon.
We're going to see. I mean, in this world today, with all the stuff that we have to worry about, it bugs me to sit back and think to ourselves, well, we have to worry about the cops, too. And, you know, I would be quite hopeful that they would, I don't know, maybe do better.
Well, COVID opened a lot of eyes. I mean, for all my life, I've been hearing, you know, Congress can pass whatever anti-gun law they want, but local law enforcement isn't going to enforce it. Yeah, some aren't, but, you know, we saw through COVID, they were arresting preachers for having the temerity to hold a mass or a service. They were arresting restaurateurs for not closing down their business. I mean, these are clearly, in my humble opinion, illegal orders, yet they're following them.
Yep.
I mean, they're unconstitutional on its face. You can't go in and arrest a clergyman for holding a service. That's a clear violation of the First Amendment. Yet they did it, and their officers did it. That opened a lot of eyes, including mine.
And you're
not a good way.
Not a good way. that opens up so many things, makes me think so many things, makes me wonder, whatever the future holds. So we got Congress that isn't doing anything, and the guys on the front line. Do you think My thought is this, and we got a minute before the break, but my thought is this. It's all going to come down to the states, isn't it? The states are going to have to straighten things out.
Yeah, it really is that. I mean, I'm not so worried about more federal anti-gun laws being passed, but I'm terrified about what the states are doing. And we've seen these groups, the Bradys and the Everytowns. I mean, they're putting much more emphasis at the state level because they can get results. Right now, thank God, they're not going to get much through the House, gun control-wise. But look at what they're doing in these blue states, man. I mean, even after Bruin, they are passing laws. I call them the Bruin tantrum laws because they're all throwing tantrums, knowing full well they're unconstitutional. And that's where these groups are having great effect. And these, you know, like I said, the Bradys and all the other members of the gun ban industry. That's where they're working the hardest right now.
Right.
But man, I mean, you'd think some of these states have never even heard of the Bruin decision, which is law. But they're passing them left and right. And we're seeing a lot of these bills with similar language, which there's no doubt the whole thing is being run out of the White House. It's being orchestrated nationally by the White House. There's no doubt in my mind.
Hang on for me just one second, if you would. We're coming up on the next break and talking to Lee Williams. Lee is an investigative reporter, a critical thinker. He does not copy and paste. I don't know. There's nobody in the national media that does a breakdown of a story to the depth and degree that he does. Is there, he's one of a handful. In the gun industry seems to have them all, and Lee is at the top of that pile. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams, and you just made mention of what the these blue states are doing, and I mean, all of these blue states have very, very, very similar characteristics, one of which is lots of people are moving out of them and moving to other states. Do you think that there is any way for the United States to right itself and to unite?
I'm not seeing it now. I mean, I pray that that happens, but we are getting more fractured and more tribal than we ever have been. And, you know, quite honestly, it's all about our civil rights and or lack thereof or what they're doing to them. I mean, we're seeing that. How much more will you tolerate is one of the biggest questions I get asked all the time. How much more are we going to tolerate? And I don't like asking that question. I mean, look at the pistol brace deal. It's hard for me to unite behind a government right now. And I'm swore multiple oaths to, you know, support and defend the Constitution that would so readily trample someone's civil right and not give a damn about it. And that's what we're seeing. That's what they're doing. And I can't support that. I mean, even the good lawmakers in D.C. can't stop this from going on. So, you know, they are criminalizing 40 million people with that damn pistol brace rule.
Right.
And there's a word for any type of law that turns 40 million law-abiding Americans into felons overnight. It's called tyranny.
Yeah.
And I never thought we'd see it to this degree, but, man, it's there. And it's going to get more. It's going to get worse. And God forbid we lose the election and we don't take over the both chambers. It's going to get really bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
go ahead.
Most of America is not tuned in. And that's the problem. I wonder how many of these 40 million, for example, even know this has happened.
And then how many of them deserve to get federal felony charges if they get caught with one? Now, you know. Now we know why ATF has been caught three times within the past year making lists of gun owners. They want the ability to go door to door, or they'd never do that, you see. That's wrong. We've caught them doing that.
Right.
They're going door to door for aftermarket triggers, for solvent traps, for things that were sold legally until the ATF changed its mind. And it's just a matter of time before they go door to door for pistol braces.
Well,
and that scares the hell out of me. You know, 20 years ago, you know, in some solicitations from different groups for money, they talked about the jackbooted thugs going door to door taking your guns. that's become a reality.
Yeah.
We're seeing that on a daily basis.
What do you think is going to happen? And see, I sit back and I'm like, if I do the mental calculus and if I read things the way I think I do, by now the founding fathers would be in revolution.
Yeah.
They would have been in revolution. This would, as a matter of fact, they would be talking in past tense of it.
Yeah.
Because in the event of a revolution, if what? All of the cops are not going to join the government, and all of the cops are not going to sit by and watch people they know get killed over a pistol brace. And I, you know, some of these people are downright, you know, ornery if you come at them and try to take their rights. I completely understand. I get it. And, you know, I did Form 1 because of who I am and what I do. I was very public about this gun coming. It is the truck gun. It is still the truck gun. I now have a approved Form 1, and now it is an SBR. But I was in the minority. Most people didn't do it. Because
they estimate around 1% actually complied.
Yeah.
Which should have been a huge red flag to ATF and the administration that, hey, this is not working. Maybe we need to dial back a bit.
Yeah.
But the administration loves that.
That's not the left. See, they, you know, they run around all the time. They have the full cover of the media. The media never dives into them, never says, oh, this is wrong, oh, that's wrong, oh, this, that.
Because guns.
Yeah.
Because guns.
Yeah.
And I would take that a step farther. I would say that the civil rights abuse that is the pistol brace is being aided and abetted by the media.
Oh, yeah.
And there are other bad actors, too. I mean, look at the ACLU. They're supposed to be a watchdog of the Constitution. If this was any other amendment being infringed other than the second, the ACLU would go nuts.
Yep.
There would be multiple lawsuits, but they don't care because guns, just like the media.
Well, you know, they understand the utility of guns. They just don't want us to have them. Because have you noticed how Antifa has sort of hooked onto the transgender agenda? And they're showing up armed, all ninja'd up, with their little ARs, showing up armed, standing shoulder to shoulder, guarding the various shows, the various drag shows that are happening in the libraries and at churches and stuff like that. They stand guard on the shows. They don't really know too much about what they're doing, because if I wanted to, I wouldn't even go after the, if I were an attacker, I would not go after the transgender show. I would go after the defenders. Just for the psychological effect. Because they're done. They don't know what they're doing. They'd be done quick.
Yeah.
They'd be done quick.
Yeah. I just hope it doesn't get to that. But, brother, I mean, I never thought we'd see ATF guys going door to door with such abandon and with complete silence from the media.
Well,
and the congressional
and cover
watchdog.
and cover. And yeah. See, they're going to get something sort of something hot's going to happen. Some sort of hot temper's going to give way. And then something's going to occur, and then that's going to be in the news. And then if that were to happen, I can see it happening one time and them getting away with it. If it happens a second time, I don't see it anymore. Because if you want to talk about being tribal, then I could see a whole bunch of little minor groups getting together and, you know, like in subdivisions, having little subdivision quick reaction forces. I could see it going down to that level. So they're the ones that are pushing the edge of the envelope. I just don't think they understand what's at the other end of that.
Yeah, I don't know what winning looks like to them, because I'm not giving up my guns. I know you're not.
No.
So I don't know. It would be massive. I think we're going to see massive noncompliance again. But the problem is, you know, the concerns are the penalties are so severe. That's the problem. Even if ATF doesn't go door to door for pistol braces,
you know,
God forbid somebody gets stopped and they find one.
Well, this is where all of these lawsuits, because legislatively, we're not going to have it. So we're actually using one of those leftist tools, because they always have moved the chains by doing something legislatively like abortion. So it's going to be a legislative solution. It's not legislative. It's going to be judicial. It's going to be some case, because this doesn't stand up to Bruin.
No, and unfortunately, and that's what we're going to see with the pistol braces.
Yeah.
There will be a judicial remedy.
Yeah,
but that's always our money and our time, and it's never quick. I mean, look at Delaware. They have three laws they're contesting there in Delaware. They have a magazine ban and an assault weapon ban. I'm putting that in finger quotes. And now they need a permit to purchase. So the Delaware State Sportsmen Association, of which I'm still a member, a life member, estimates that's going to cost them $1 million per lawsuit. But they have to sue. They can't let it stand.
Yeah.
So you got some of the senior members of this fine organization talking about getting a loan out on their homes.
We're running out of time. We're going to have to pick this up next week. We could do this all day long. Lee Williams writes at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and at the Second Amendment Foundation. He is the sole investigative reporter there. Is that the Investigative Reporter Project? Is that what that's called?
Investigative Journalism Project.
Journalism Project. So he's the sole guy. If you see anything looking like it's an article, an opinion piece, well, it's Lee Williams' opinion, and Lee Williams will give you a very, very considered opinion. Deep dive, critical thinking. That's what I like about it. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for the kind words, and thanks for having me, Bill.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.